Daily Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network. I'm Roger Hunt. The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 14, verses 6 through 9. Brethren, he who observes the day observes it in honor of the Lord. He also who eats, eats in honor of the Lord, since he gives thanks to God, while he who abstains, abstains in honor of the Lord and gives thanks to God. None of us lives to himself, and none of us dies to himself. If we live, we live to the Lord. If we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ died and lived again, that he might be the Lord both of the dead and of the living. Today's Gospel is according to St. Matthew, chapter 15, verses 32 through 39. At that time Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I have compassion on the crowd because they have been with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat, and I am unwilling to send them away hungry lest they faint on the way. And the disciples said to him, Where are we to get bread enough in the desert to feed so great a crowd? And Jesus said to them, How many loaves have you? They said, 7 and a few small fish. And commanding the crowd to sit down on the ground, he took the 7 loaves and the fish, and having given thanks, he broke them and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. And they all ate and were satisfied, and they took up 7 baskets full of the broken pieces left over. Those who ate were 4,000 men, besides women and children. And sending away the crowds, he got into the boat and went to the region of Magadan. On this day, the 20th of August, we commemorate Samuel the prophet. This most holy man, a prophet of God from childhood, was the last judge of the Israelite people and anointed the first 2 kings of Israel. He was born in the 12th century before Christ in the city of Amathaim Sipha from the tribe of Levi, the son of Elkanah and Hannah. He was the fruit of prayer, for his mother, being barren, conceived him only after she had supplicated the Lord with many tears, wherefore she called him Samuel, that is, heard by God. As soon as Hannah had weaned him, she brought him to the city of Siloam, or Shiloh, where the ark was kept, and she consecrated him, though yet a babe, to the service of God, giving thanks to him with the hymn found in the 3rd ode of the Psalter, My heart hath been established in the Lord. Samuel remained in Siloam under the protection of Eli the priest. He served in the tabernacle of God, and through his most venerable way of life became well pleasing to God and man. While yet a child, sleeping in the tabernacle near the ark of God, he heard the voice of God calling his name, and foretelling the downfall of Eli. For although Eli's 2 sons, Ophni and Phinehas, were most lawless and despisers of God, Eli did not correct them. Even after Samuel had told Eli of the divine warning, Eli did not properly chastise his sons, and afterwards, through various misfortunes, his whole house was blotted out in 1 day. After these things came to pass, Samuel was chosen to be the protector of the people, and he judged them with holiness and righteousness. He became for them an example of all goodness, and their compassionate intercessor before God. Far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. Yea, I will serve the Lord, and show you the good and the right way. When he asked them, having God as witness, if he ever wronged anyone, or took anyone's possessions, or any gift, even so much as a sandal, they answered with one voice, Thou hast not defrauded us, nor oppressed us, nor afflicted us, neither hast thou taken anything from anyone's hand. When Samuel was old, the people asked him for a king, but he was displeased with this, knowing that God himself was their king. But when they persisted, the Lord commanded him to anoint them a king, saying, They have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me from reigning over them. So Samuel anointed Saul, But Saul transgressed the command of God repeatedly, so Samuel anointed David. Yet since Samuel was a man of God, full of tender mercy, when the Lord told him that he had rejected Saul, Samuel wept for him the whole night long. And later, since he continued to grieve, the Lord said to him, "How long wilt thou mourn for Saul?" Having lived blamelessly some 98 years and become an example to all of a God-pleasing life, he reposed in the 11th century before Christ. Many ascribed to him the authorship of the books of Judges and of Ruth and of the first 24 chapters of the first book of Kings. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts. Used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's Online Chapel Initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to readings and remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.